Yeah, but call this meeting to order. Please do the roll call.
Commissioner Schmidt, here. Commissioner Evans,
present.
Commissioner Shepherd.
Here. Can you hear me?
Attorney. Here.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay,
Chair
thank
Walker.
you.
Here. All right. Pledge of allegiance, please. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Have reached the moment of public comments. Those are reserved for items that are not on the agenda. Please, as always, make sure you stick to the business of the harbor and to your allotted 3 minutes. Is there anybody who would like to address the board?
So I noticed that the big flag isn't being flown again, and I have to question why that is. And the answer to that question is, Mr. Rademacher is a Jehovah's Witness, and they don't honor the flag. They don't pledge the flag, and that is what the Jehovah's Witness believe. Secondly, there was nothing on this online for the budget. So I need to see that. And third, I see that you're going to be discussing later that a commissioner violated bylaws. And so you're going to take action, disciplinary.
Please,
No,
what's not on the agenda?
this is on the agenda.
This is exactly. Please do
But you
not talk
still
to
told me to
items
say what I
on the
want to say
agenda.
if I don't plan on
You're not
staying
talking
here.
back to me. This is your first warning. If
No.
you continue to be argumentative, you have got to duck
I have
away.
3 minutes to
I'm
discuss.
sorry,
You're
but
being
you can.
recorded. You realize that.
I
You
understand
lost
that.
that.
We
You
will
are
record.
interrupting my freedom of speech. Now you're
Thank
gonna.
you. You're
No,
dismissed.
you call the police right now. Call the police.
I hereby stop the meeting and
This
make
is my
dismissal of the board.
3 minutes of speech to say whatever I want to say. Conduct.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're about continuing the meeting. I have had a conversation with my legal re representative. Let's have him continue this.
Yeah, thanks, Chair Weber. My understanding is, prior to the recess, a member of the community was attempting to utilize general public comment to comment on an agenda item, in particular the budget. And I'd just like to remind those folks in the audience that general public comment is reserved for non-agenda items. If you wish to comment on an agenda item, that time is reserved on the agenda and you will have the full opportunity to do so. If members of the public are unwilling to comply with those rules, the district reserves the right to reorganize its agenda to put general public comment at the end of the agenda so that the district board has the ability to conduct the business items and then reserve general public comment at the end. So I would ask that members of the public utilizing public comment comply with the district's very simple rules with respect to commenting during general public comment, reserving all comments for non-agenda items. In this case, I had comments about the budget. Those should be reserved for the agenda item later in the meeting. Otherwise, you will be given your full 3 minutes to comment on non-agenda items that are on matters within the purview of the district. So again, we ask for your cooperation. And if we don't have that cooperation, unfortunately for those in attendance, we'll have to move public comment to the end of our agendas on a going forward basis so that we can conduct business. Any questions? I'll stay on for a little bit longer. I'll turn back over to you.
Mr. Chairman? Yeah, Ryan, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, Ms. Sutter, who is the public speaker, she was simply going down the list of things that she was concerned about. for which there was no documentation provided to the public in AgendaPet. And then she indicated that there are some actions listed, item number six, about apparently some unspecified accusation against a commissioner with possible action and disciplinary measures to be taken against that commissioner. And she wanted to talk about it. That item was on the agenda, but was taken off the agenda this morning.
So it's perfectly okay for that speaker to utilize all or a portion of that 3 minutes to discuss that item because it no longer appears on our agenda.
Thank you.
So you can talk about
that. Yeah, do I get my minutes back?
You get
3 minutes.
What minute did we stop?
Just give her the 4 minutes.
Let's give it 2 minutes.
Okay, so I see you guys wanted to, but apparently you changed it. Consider whether a commissioner had violated bylaws and you want to take action against that commissioner and you want to remove a commissioner from a leadership position and appointment of an alternate commissioner. And you guys didn't list who the commissioner was, of course, but you know what, Mr. Weber, the thing is that it looks from the one that I had, the first one that you guys said wasn't even on the agenda now, it looks like retaliation of a harbor master against the only one on the board that has integrity, Annie Niemer, because she is upholding the laws and she's trying to see that the Brown Act and the CEPA Acts are followed as well as other things, and you guys just refuse. And so now you want to retaliate against her because she wants to, because you want to silence her as a leader, and she's the only one with leadership qualities. You have a nice day, Mr. Weber.
Any other public comment?
Oh, go ahead, Sam. Archer? It's Alicia. So sorry, I have a little bit of food in my mouth. This is what I have to say. So the animosity buildup that it was starting, the pressure was starting to go down a bit, and quite a few meetings have passed where I want to say Linda has done a good job. She hasn't been throwing out words to try to push your guys' buttons, and she had, you know, there's been progress. This escalation, because you didn't want to have enough clarity conversation, which you should always defer to the public. This is a public institution. It's a public meeting. She had questions about a recently changed agenda item that she had confusion over. You should have been kind and patient and had a clarifying conversation. Then if she was really acting a fool, okay, yeah, I can see escalating it. That wasn't what happened though, Gerhard. I talked to everybody that was here. So again, I'm asking you with all respect, to please, as the chair and the main leader of the group, to not escalate things unnecessarily and to jump to something as extreme as banning Linda, calling law enforcement. That's just not necessary. So please, just calm it down. Don't escalate. Always try to de-escalate. Okay, thank you.
I just have one simple question for the members of the board and for the people that are in the audience. What is the purpose if we meet and we're going like this at everybody the whole time? I mean, this people have to ask themselves, do we want the harbor to survive or do we want to just forget it and all go home and take our sports equipment with us and just say the heck with it? We need to figure out what we want to accomplish here. The success of the harbor or having somebody else come in and take it over. That's something that's crossed my mind for months now because I see no movement towards having a harbor for this community. And that's for the five of you that are on the board to accomplish for us. You can't be pointing fingers at the staff. It's the five of you that the fingers need to be pointed at. Do you want a successful harbor or not? I don't expect an answer, but pretty clearly the community wants a harbor. Wants a harbor that's functional and that's financially stable, and it's not happening. It's not happening. And that is the five of you that are doing that. Thank you.
I'm Roger Gitlin. I'm sure you all heard about the triplicate closing stores. It's too bad. It's a window to the community, but that's not why I'm here right now. This will be our last issue, including what's happening here today on the 17th. My understanding is an item which I was very interested to hear about its progress, a censure item, was going to be on this agenda. And again, this morning I received that an item has been removed. Now, Mr. Chairman, is it all appropriate to talk about the removed item in this particular forum
Yes.
right now? Well, you know, there are members of the community and maybe members on this board who are acting in a unilateral as if there are no other members to be consulted on decisions involving other agencies, whether it be the Coast Guard, the Coastal Commission, whatever. In her position of leadership, which is a vice chair, it's really not anything more than I'll substitute for the chairman. You were the leader, Mr. Chairman, and what you say in conducting a meeting goes. But when you have this kind of independent, maverick behavior, I'm going to go here and I'm speaking for the harbor, I'm going to go there, is very dangerous. It compromises your ability to do your business. And if you don't censure someone for that kind of activity, it will continue. Now, the latest is I heard that this individual, and it is you, Commissioner Niemer, has an attorney, and this attorney is waging warfare on this board. If you don't do this, we will sue you, and we know you don't have much money. Is that how you want the tail wagging the dog? Well, then wrap it up right now, just like Mr. The previous speaker said. What do you need a harbor for? So you need to be strong with a strong back, and you cannot allow any one individual who has no individual power whatsoever to do anything without the consult of at least two of his other commissioners, which is a majority of three. Nothing else matters what any one individual says, and he cannot act alone, or she cannot act alone, and saying, I represent the harbor. That is a violation of the bylaws and prevents you from doing your business. And the fact that you have no money, and I'm not quite sure, Sandy, maybe you can elucidate on this, how much money has gone to legal fees when the attorney has to get involved with conducting a simple meeting? Is it no wonder there's so much rancor going on here? You can't conduct your business. So that's all I have to say on this. I hope you will proceed on some kind of an action to curtail any individual commissioner from acting out and speaking on your behalf on any subject, any harbor-related subject. She can talk about something else if she wants, but not to agencies that you are involved with. Thank you.
So, any other public comment?
I wonder. Going to give a quick update on the ice house. So, the ice house is up and running. We have, like, I think we sold about 100. I still got them tallied up, but somewhere around 150 tons of ice. So, we're giving all we can with what we got, with the little bit that the California allowed us on the ammonia on the refrigerant. We are operational, and so anyways, that's just a quick update.
Eric, quick
thank
question.
You very much.
Yeah. If just a general member of the public wants to come and
yeah.
get a bunch of ice, are you guys going to accommodate that?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, we don't have a card reader, though, so it's cash, check, or
cool.
That kind of a thing.
Awesome.
Yeah, they didn't give me a credit card reader, but and that's it.
Thank you, Eric.
You bet.
Well, I'm going to defend Annie on the question that was asked. You guys all work for the public, right? I asked her a question. She looked into it. I've called him at least two or three times, not a phone call back. You, I talked to, I get nowhere with. So what I asked her was a plain question. Once we hit the wall, what's going to happen? and you make a big deal out of it, and he sits there with a smug look on his face all the time, like he's throwing fairy dust on everything and everything's going to be perfect. This harbor sucks. And you're the fucking guy right there with the wheel in your hand. And you just sit there and do your thing. And she's actually trying to save the harbor. And Smith is trying to save it. I've asked you if you want to go up there and see Travis and Brickens to see what a harbor master runs like instead of this. You've never taken me up on it. I've asked you before, too. You've never taken me up on it. Yes, I have.
No, yeah. I'm
so you guys don't even... Here, he works out at the prison. I don't know where you came from. You guys know nothing about the harbor. Have you been out on the docks on the harbor at all? Oh, that's the answer I usually get from you. He never gets dirt underneath his fingers. Nobody even sees him at the harbor, so he knows nothing about the harbor. I mean, if you really want to see how a commission runs and a harbor runs, go to Brookings. Travis said his door is open for you all anytime you want to come up there and see that, how it works. Not how it gets thrown down like this.
Mm-hmm. Any other public comment?
Can I ask a clarifying question for the public at large, please?
Oh, you won't get an answer.
Well, maybe somebody will answer, but
not a question.
I want to just put out there that it would be helpful if we clarified the ethics component of the commissioners. Because I believe Annie Niemer is within her ethical obligations for what she is raising as far as issues that are becoming legal matters.
We're going to mute those few seconds that you left on the clock. I just gave you those few seconds that you left.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate that, Trevor.
You should be happy.
Okay. Anybody online? All right. Hearing none, saying none. Number two, discuss USDA loan number 7186-69850, payment obligations and insurance requirements. Consider recent communication with USDA and related staff activities. Direct staff as appropriate. All right. This one was brought forth by Vice Chair Niemer. Would you like to present this?
It appears Sandy's ready to present something. She stood up when the item came up. I'm hoping we can get some information. I'm also hoping that I can receive the loan document at some point. Or maybe you'll tell me all the loan terms, and that would be great so we, the public and the board, can know what the terms are and where we're sitting.
Great. So I categorically disagree with anybody who's saying that Mike Rademacher isn't doing his job and that he's not doing it well. I categorically disagree that Annie Niemer is showing integrity, and my job in the next couple days.
This is on the USDA, can we point a blank?
Yeah, I'm going right there. And in the next couple days, I will be pointing out to you, and if you will please be open-minded as I present these things, I will only present facts. It will start with the first loan document, will be a lease agreement. And I apologize for not having all this sent out to you earlier, which it should have been, but we've been going nonstop responding to bombs that are being dropped on us. And we just couldn't get it all done. So I'm going to pass out the first document which is the document that we use. This was the only document that we had in the files at the time. You know you'd like one. When we made anybody else? Yes? No?
I'll check with you.
Yeah, I mean, what if we do that? I mean, I'll do this. Make sure everybody else has one. So this whole USDA thing starts with, in June, when I present a budget, and I make a recommendation that we do not pay our insurance on the docks. I make arguments such as, it's $181,000. It's a $250,000 deductible. It doesn't cover wind damage. It doesn't cover tsunami damage. It doesn't cover wave damage. We have a document in front of us, and do you know that number right offhand? Because I don't have that number right offhand, but let's put them to it.
This the section about the
the insurance. Right there. By point three, page 12. If the district could, such risk covering our risks, the district shall maintain risk agreement, education, and then liabilities subject to that. There's a thing in here that says such liability insurance may be maintained as part of or in conjunction with other liability insurance coverage. This is 5.3, right?
Halfway down on the second paragraph.
There you go. I'm
trying to find it.
Such liability insurance. I'm up by 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 lines up I'm starting at.
Yeah, with the words.
Such liability on the right-hand side. Such liability insurance may be maintained as part of or in conjunction with any other liability insurance coverage carried by the district. May be maintained in the form of insurance maintained through a joint exercise of power authorities created for such purpose or in the form of self-insurance by the district. If the district shall maintain self-insurance, it shall supply to the corporation a statement of sufficiency by an independent insurance consultant or the district's risk manager. That would be me. On an annual basis as described in section 5.7 hereof. I'm going to just stop there. Because to me, it didn't matter whether we had insurance or not. You guys are heading towards insolvency. You didn't have any money. We had to have a balanced budget. And we're going to get to the budget in another line item, so I'm going to save some discussion for that. But it didn't matter because we need to get through a year. And this $181,000, if something had happened, you wouldn't have had the $250,000 to pay your deductible. So does it make sense to pay the 181? I'm trying to make an argument, setting our legal course to where we want to respond to people who are questioning what we're doing. And I'm going to try and lay out all the arguments between today's meeting and tomorrow's meeting about why these were sound decisions. They were very hard decisions, but they were sound decisions to make. Based on the information here, if an internal risk manager looked at it, and did it make sense? What are the other things that I took into consideration? Christina, the other thing I took into consideration in my analysis of the insurances is that I didn't see USDA on the certificates of insurance, right? That normally, if anybody knows insurance, and again, these are the things that I know. I don't know how many of you guys actually do business. But I have 40 years business experience. So when I talk, I'm telling you what I know from 40 years. So I looked and I didn't see any certificates. I did go back and find I'm providing you the second page of this packet, shows you a stamp down on the bottom, March 2014. There isn't any property damage listed on this, but it's got USDA down here at the bottom. 2014 is 2 years after your tsunami. So it was a legitimate thing to say, okay, maybe we don't need, based on the first document I gave you, which said we could self-insure, and this document that says there's no property damage insurance on here. It's everything else but no property damage with the USDA dated in 2014. That's the only document we had in our files. The thing you're going to hear me say quite often today and tomorrow is, are we talking about crossing T's and dotting I's? Or are we talking about malfeasance? Because when we talk about integrity and spending tens of thousands of dollars, hundreds of thousands of dollars, Annie made a statement to me on Friday of the other day, we're going to be spending $100,000 in legal fees this year. Is she prescient? Does she know this? How does she know this? Based on this, this is a good decision to make, right? So no proof of insurance previously required. Now, what's the next document we got here? Okay, here's another one. So, we have a vote in the board that agrees to not pay the insurance. They approve the budget as it is. So we know we're not paying insurance. And now I'm going to go over and give you an example of how this works. I'm coming in and I'm supposed to help turn you guys around, right? I know there are certain moves I can make. I'm going to give you the example of a person who's going bankrupt and they have a mortgage on their home, but they're going bankrupt. First thing they do is they don't stop paying their mortgage. They don't pay the insurance. What is the mortgage company doing? They're not adversarial. They're going to, at some point, they're going to notice your insurance wasn't done. They're going to send you a notice and say, did you miss doing this? You know, possible, right? They're going to send you that first notice. After they send you that, maybe you're going to respond to them and tell them, no, I didn't pay it because I'm about to go bankrupt. I've lost my job. I can't pay for this. That's probably what they're going to do. They're not going to be adversarial. They're going to then send you a letter that say you're in non-compliance and you have a number of days to get insurance. Usually that's about 90 days. Sometimes it goes longer than that. And they'll tell you, you have like 90 days to get insurance. And if you don't, we're going to get the insurance and charge you. What happens next in that scenario? So next, I've lost my job. I couldn't pay for my insurance. And now it's at the point I can't pay my mortgage. What happens then? I don't make my mortgage payment. Does the loan company get adversarial? They do not. They send you a notice. Not only that, they send you a couple notices. And it takes a couple notices before they send you a default notice. Okay? And then once you get into the default scenario, it probably takes them 6 months, 9 months to go through all the processes and how many times they got to tell you you're in default. So what did you get by doing this? This is a strategy that a person does when they're in bankruptcy or heading towards bankruptcy, right? They don't pay their insurance. They get 90 days. They don't make their loan payment. They get another 90 days, 6 months, something like that. Okay? This could give you 9 months or a year of not having to pay those things. And why do they not be adversarial in this? Because they think you're going to get a job and you're going to be able to pay this and you're going to reach out to them and say, hey, let's work this out. What can we do? Now, this is standard operating procedure. This is what everybody does if you're in financial difficulty. And maybe some of you haven't had financial difficulty, so you're not aware of these kind of things. And I can understand that. But you see, I deal with troubled companies, whether it's operational or cash. This is what I've done for 40 years. So I knew this was a move I could make. I knew that I was giving you a budget and asking you to not pay insurance, although I thought we could do the risk analysis and that was the best view, right? But it came out, and I'm going to stop right there because I'm going to bring Annie in here now. Because look at this piece of paper. Let's go back to the very last page of this piece of paper. On 7-2, 6-25, we're doing our budget. And we've decided, as a board majority, what does Annie do? Annie reaches out to the USDA. What does she say? I'm reaching out to verify the insurance requirements associated with the USDA for the Preston City Harbor District.
Where is that?
This is the very last page. Very last page. We're going to work our way up in this one. I would appreciate it if you could provide documentation outlining which types of insurance are required under the terms of the loan, e.g. liability, property, or otherwise. The board has been advised that only liability insurance for the inner boat basin is required. Could you please confirm whether this is accurate and clarify whether the Harbor District is obligated to carry property insurance for the inner boat basin under the loan terms? If there are any supporting documents that staff can keep on file for reference, I would greatly appreciate you sharing them. Thank you very much for your time and assistance. How does she sign this document? That's really important because I'm setting a legal precedent here. We're making a case, and I'm not going to make it to in court. I'm going to make it to all of you, the board, and all of you. I want you to understand what's been going on here. Okay, so she cites it as a harbor commissioner. Now, I don't have a final bylaws, and we'll talk about bylaws in one of these meetings. We'll get there. But I think that's against the bylaws to reach out to these people and do that. But the thing that got me, what date is this? This is 7-2, isn't it? Right before 4th of July. Yeah, 7-3. So she immediately runs right out to say that. But, you know, I'm responsible in the job that I do. And I heard concerns, and I didn't feel certain. I only had that one document and had gotten it just before we had our meeting. So I couldn't be sure. But I'm going to be sure when I make decisions. So my plan was to reach out. But instead of me reaching out, as the fiscal officer, which is my job, I have a commissioner reaching out. Did she have board approval to do that? No. No board approval.
I'd like to do a point of order. Point of order. This is not an assault on me. This is about the USDA loan. And you can go ahead and go through this. But if you want to take an assault on the commissioner.
Yeah, I was about to.
Well, how am I going to get the facts in here?
The facts are here, they're present, but if you're going to go ahead and do this, we can have a dialogue about what's really going on, because you are leaving out, you're legalizing or newspapering what you're saying.
I think your point is well taken, and it fits into the loan area. However, that last part material is really...
about her signing her name and not being allowed?
Will come up in another meeting. In another meeting, that will be a substantial part. So I wish you would just leave that to the other...
Then you definitely... As soon as you do that, I'll know to stop where I'm going. But I've got a presentation that I've been working on here. So you tell me what it's not.
You will get an opportunity of presenting all of this.
Okay.
And I would say this is gonna happen this week.
So am I not to mention anything that's in here?
Yeah. Hello. Can I say something?
Oh. All right, Rick, go ahead.
Chairman Weber, yes. Sandy, maybe we could keep it on the recent communications with USDA and related staff.
Activities. Thank you for now presenting the information.
That's, maybe we should stay on track on that for right now.
Mm-hmm. If you read throughout this, you will find that the board member has contacted the USDA at the same time I was contacting the USDA, getting the same information. In here, you will also see when they gave me the actual loan documents, which we did not have here. Now, let me give you those. So this will satisfy your loan request, Annie? And
don't talk to me.
Thank you for finally presenting it.
So there isn't much to say about this, other than that it does say we have to have liability insurance.
And that would be more
That's right. And I'm still advocating to not pay. So does that mean I can't mention Ryan's letter either?
I think we need that component for
later.
This
will really just be about handing out documents, and you guys can all read them. And when we get to the good meeting, I'll do the presentation.
Mm-hmm.
Because the bottom line is, we're still trying to do the negotiation. The lawyer has said that it is Mike and our job to get the job going. Once we've done the negotiation about what are our options, because we are looking for how we can change the loan parameters. And I want to plant a seed, because this is our goal. There's no way they're going to forgive the loan. That would be silly, right? But maybe what we can get them to do is to allow us to not have insurance for a year, because we've done risk analysis and we can determine that that might be a good risk. And if we could get them to not have us make a payment this year, if I could take that $200,000 and the $181,000, I'm just going to keep using that number. If I could take those numbers, that would solve our negative deficit for the year. And that would get us solvent, right? Just those two things, if we could get that negotiation done. That's how important this whole USDA thing was. We could have had that option. Do we still? We don't know, because until we get in, we don't know that situation. So you now have two loan documents, right? The one that we had in our files at the time we did the budget, and the actual loan document that they have on file. You have the insurance certificates. Would anybody like an amortization schedule?
Yes.
Yep. Christina? So, I would have liked this negotiation to go. I thought it was good that we didn't make the payment, right? we have the ability through the TOT tax, we have the money. There's $290,000 sitting in that account. But there's a funding issue, a cash flow issue. We don't have that money. So I would have liked to have said to them, you know, we need your help. We've been living off our reserves for all these years because we can't afford to pay this big loan. How do we renegotiate it? But because there was communications from the board member to them, all things stopped. And I think we're at the point where we're going to do an ad hoc committee. So I think the goal here is to have an ad hoc committee and clearly state to all of the board members that the executive team, the management team, will handle the negotiations up to the point where we have some options. Then we'll meet with the ad hoc team and do all of those things and then make a presentation to the board. I've already reached out to Clinton Chad, and he has confirmed that if we want, we can go to him and give him a document, and they will make the payment. It's set up. I have the email. I'll read that email to you. Catch, I did not see that. Yes, you are correct. Please send me your amortization schedule with the needed PET payment clearly marked with a letter marking the formal request per section, blah, blah, blah. So it's confirmed. We have the money. The contract says, and what I was referencing when I talked to the USDA, was it says by October 15th, we have to have made the payment and provided a receipt to the Del Norte County. And then by November 1st, I think it is, maybe, or in November, they will reimburse us. But we clearly don't have the cash flow. So, again, I say we do not want to do this yet. We want to talk to USDA, and we want to talk about how do we renegotiate this and do it quickly. We'd like to make that happen. That's why we're asking the board to clearly make it. Mike and I will do the negotiation. There will be no board contact to the USDA at that point until we come back to the ad hoc committee, and we need an ad hoc committee assigned. And then at that point, we'll make this happen. There was also a discussion about the Fishermen's Association letter. There seems to be some misunderstanding on that. We didn't write that letter. There's been a CEPA request for that. It's not our letter. The Crescent City Commercial Fishermen's Association wrote a letter to the USDA, and they gave us a copy. That's what happened there. So that should address that issue. What do you think? Did I cover everything for you?
Yeah, that letter.
Another question. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, it'd be nice to look at that letter. Mm-hmm.
I thought we had that there. Do you have it up on there? It is up on the screen.
Okay.
And any other question has a question?
Well, I certainly have. Are you finished, Dan?
Yes.
So it is true. I reached out to USDA. It is my fiduciary duty. I was elected by the people to represent the harbor and ensure that we pay our bills and we stay solvent. At the last meeting, you drop a bombshell on us saying we can't pay the debt. There was no forewarning. There was just we can't pay it, which comes as a surprise when there is TOT money sitting there. Prior to the last meeting, I had asked for balance sheet P&L for something else, but it was withheld. Staff has directed the rest of the staff, in violation of the bylaws and PRA, to withhold documents. I asked again for the balance sheet P&L organizational structure. It's fifth meeting in a row now for these documents. Staff has been directed to not give those documents to the commissioner. So again, I've not received those documents. Mm-hmm. So how are the commissioners to make an informed decision about budget and USDA loan payments when we don't have, you say there's a cash flow issue. I wasn't given the balance sheet. How do I know what you're saying is true? I don't have any data in front of me to verify that. That is my responsibility, is to verify what you're saying before making these decisions. And so at the meeting, we didn't hold the insurance. We were told by staff that the document said, without being presented the document, that we were told and had to believe that we didn't require insurance. After the meeting with Trust But Verify is my understanding of how I run my business, I wanted to verify those documents were there and that was accurate. A member of the public reached out to get the document. She said the loan document isn't in-house. That is where that letter was generated. We need the loan document. It is our duty to ensure we are following procedure with the federal government. That email chain was somehow, I was cut out of it, and you did receive the loan document. You said you reviewed it. It still never came back to me. You are making these decisions for the board. The board needs all this financial information to decide how we're doing this. It's our responsibility. I hear you are to make these recommendations, but it lies on us. And so the $100,000 in legal fees for historical data, that is historical budgetary data. That is not me making it up. What I'm guessing legal fees, if you go back through the harbor budgets, it's roughly $100,000 a year outside of the fashion blacksmith year that we spend.
I thought we're talking USDA right now.
And so the USDA, again, coming back to that, the last balance sheet I saw, I believe there was enough funds there to make the 260, but without seeing a current sheet in front of me, I don't know whether I can make that decision or not. I don't know why the board cannot make that decision. It hasn't been discussed. You decided for us that we couldn't do that. At that time, it was right before September 1st when the bill is due. And now here we're well into September. My understanding of loans is that 10 days after, you go into default. We have a grant out there, and there is potential for that to affect our grant money. So again, I've asked for special meetings. I've asked for budgets to be brought up before, and this is all getting pushed to the side. You're making the decisions when the responsibility is on us.
Tell me when I can reply.
Yeah, please go ahead.
I feel limited because I thought I was given the opportunity here to do my spiel, and obviously I'm not. Let's go back to your comments about reports and you're asking for reports. You asked for those at 3:30 yesterday afternoon. You asked from them from staff. It's fiscal. You should have asked them of me. I didn't get it until after I was done with some meetings and heading home for the day and saw what you were asking for. I also knew that most of that is coming out in tomorrow's meeting, a lot of the things you asked for. However, asking for financial statements today, you know, everybody knows, financial statements come out on the second meeting of the month. That's when I do all my financial work. So if you want a P&L, look at what came out at the last meeting, because that's the last issued P&L. We don't have any P&Ls in between. Talking about whether we have cash flow or not. So the kind of financial statements that I'm giving you, you get to see all the bank balances on there. You, Annie, made the motion to restrict our LAIF account to where we can't use $181,000 in it. At the time you restricted that, I'm all in favor of it. We want to make sure we don't spend our money. We want to keep it in our LAIF. And you restricted it. But I think at the time I made a comment to you, I'm not worried about restricting it because there's going to be a time when I'm going to ask for it. This wasn't the time. I knew that I could go directly to the county and ask for it at any time. What I was trying to do, and what I would have brought out if I'd been allowed to talk about all these emails, was to try and give you a date timeline, right? 6/25, we do our budget. 7/2, you've contacted USDA. 3 weeks later, because I'm still hearing at meetings that there's concerns, I'm jumping on USDA. Would you please answer me? Would you please answer me? I think they're not answering me because they've heard from a board person. I'm not being able to. And that's what you're going to see in here. You look at these things. He thinks she's the contact, not me. But I'm the one that's supposed to be doing this. This is my job, right? And I'm on it. And not only that, I trust and verify, man. I didn't like what I heard in June. I didn't like the document that I had. I heard what the people said. And I thought, absolutely, I'm reaching out. I don't hear from her until 7/28. So, yeah, you might be asking me for loan documents, but I don't have the loan document I want that you want. And this is where we come back to. Do we just give you, do you just go into the staff here and give you, or do you wait until I give you the right document, the document we should all be making decisions on? I'm a professional. I know you need the loan document. I didn't get it till 7:28. Now, where are we at today? Today we're at 9:10, and we had the last meeting, 8:27 was about our last meeting, right? So I get it at 7:28, and I know that the second meeting is my financial meeting, so I'm probably going to try and put stuff into that to address this. But in the meantime, you're sending more emails to them. Well, I think I've got everything lined up. He sent me over the loan documents. I've had a chance to look at it. He tells me what documents I need to get him. What else are you going to see in here? He wants our budgets. He wants our budget. He wants 3 years worth of audit. Got it to him. That's what you do, right? They start asking. He hears me saying, you know, this is urgent. And I say to him in there, when I give him all these documents, hey, you might not have noticed. I said we have an urgent request. So I know 9-1's coming up. I'm trying to get you guys answers between July and August. And I'm on my road. I'm making all my comments. But what happens? It gets mucked up because a board member contacted him directly and now he can't work with me. So I can't do any of the things I'm trying to make happen, my job. And that's where I'm going, is the executive branch, the executive administration branch runs the business. You guys are oversight. Let us do our job. That's how I should have started the conversation, was let us do our job. You know, I had a great agenda, both at the last meeting and at this meeting. A lot of things didn't get on there that I would have liked, right? USDA was on there. I had a thing on there to say, hey, we should talk about this on the agenda. But there was other things that took priority. So it came off. But we have a plan. We have a bunch of things. You're going to see tomorrow all the things we're working on. And we're going to show you in action that all of these financial things that need to happen, we're doing them. Both of us, we're doing them. And that's what I'm saying. I'm going to set the record. And you're going to see, Annie, that we're doing what you're asking for. All the things you asked about, I've already started them. And I'm going to report to you once I have my information. But you ask for these documents, and you get them, and it's before we've kind of finished our review. So now you get them, and you make comment, rather than letting me get it and then tell you. And then, of course, it's going through them and not through me. What you didn't know, and if you had talked to me as this document person, I had already pointed out Ring Central things to her, or the auto lease things to her, and I'd already had her go research, where are all these 16 lines? I'm doing all of this. We're doing all of it, and you're going to get it. But your impatience is what makes my job harder, because I have to keep reacting instead of being proactive. I'm just asking you to let me do my job. That's all we want, is to know at the end of this meeting that the board makes a clear comment that says, we believe that, because there's this trust issue that some of you people come to this meeting and you're immediately saying there's no trust. Everything we do is not trusting. You don't recognize me as the fiscal officer, and you won't until tomorrow when we actually look at my contract. So that's why you don't go to me right now. But there is a board approval already out there. I have a contract in place. But you refuse to acknowledge that I have the position that I have. But that's, so how can I do my job if you won't work with me? So this is, we need to address this. Because quite frankly, here's my bomb. Last week, I came to the realization, I hear that. Last week, I came to the realization that by the time we're at the end of this meeting, I don't know that you can not go into insolvency because of interference that is happening like this. Because this is, tomorrow I will bring up 3 or 4 other instances where I had moves to make and it kept us insolvency. And there have been a number of things that have happened to make it very hard to not to be able to handle this. So I think that between this meeting and tomorrow, by the end of them, hopefully that's addressed and we're able to do our job.
Any other commissioner? Rick? Any comment?
No, not right now. I don't know.
That's again, we had closed session, so we should probably instead of.
All right.
Chair Weber, excuse me. May I?
Yes.
I think with Sandy's comment on not making this year's payment with the recent disaster we had, a USDA will usually refer that payment to the end of the payment period, which is the end of the loan, but you pay the interest through the year. And so I really think that's a very good possibility that that could happen. So I just want to make that comment.
All right.
I am handing out for Fisherman's letter. I found it.
Okay.
All right. We need to move all the other items. I'm going to get the public comment in. We have a closed session starting because those people that were scheduled to be in this closed session have a scheduling issue. But I do want to give the public to make a comment on this particular subject that we have just discussed and that we just heard about.
There's a lot of information.
Go ahead. Yeah. Is there any public comment?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
So I just want you all to know something. On June 25th, whenever it was revealed that you were going to pay the insurance, I myself contacted USDA and asked them, because Mr. Rademacher told all you guys and Ms. Moreno that they had spoken to USDA and it was okay. Well, I found out that not to be true. Then on July 15th, after the grand jury report came out, I authored another letter to USDA, Marret, State Controller's Office, and one other agency I can't think of right now. And in that letter, I sent them copies of the grand jury reports for the last 2 years, some budget reports, other information that was hard documentation, because it shows fiscal irresponsibility of this harbor district. So before you start hammering away on her, she didn't know I did that. Nobody knew I did that, not even my attorney. So then I talked to Clint Schad about the TOT tax, and he said there's a law that in order for you guys to get your $260,000 plus how much you get from TOT tax, you first have to make a payment to the county and they reimburse, and that's under government code. Now, if he told you something different, so be it, but I don't believe what you say unless I talk to him first. Lastly, I'd like to point out about your September, I'll save that for the budget, what if there's a discussion on that. Okay, so it was an open forum that Rick Shepard and Mr. Rademacher said that they had a meeting with the Fishermen's Association and sent a letter to USDA, but then when she was asked about it, Ms. Moreno, that was denied that they sent a letter. So you know what? We can't trust you and we can't trust him. So when there's no credibility from the Harbor District, why do you expect the public to trust you? Thank you.
All right, any other public comment on this
specific subject? Valerie online.
All right.
Hi, I'm Valerie Starkey with the Board of Supervisors. And I just have to chime in as an elected official to other elected officials. What Commissioner Niemer is doing is spot on. Absolutely, that's our job. We have to double check this information because we're the ones on the line when we get it wrong. The buck stops with us. So for her to be accused like she was, and I want to also just kind of touch on that, I cannot believe these other commissioners are allowing an employee to talk to commissioners like that. That is just appalling to me. But I want to say that Annie Niemer is spot on doing the work behind the scenes and asking for that. That is our job to get that done. And all of you should be doing that. Thank you.
Hi, it's Alicia. I'm so glad Valerie was listening. I was hoping she was listening. Thank you for saying that. Because so since she's on the line, and I'm sure she might be busy wanting to get off before she leaves, so clarifying what they're asking about getting payment they had to have like a payment and get reimbursed. I know that the airport just went and got, I think you guys called it a line of credit. I just want to put that out there because if that's something that the harbor needed, do you think that that's something they could request of the board? And then I had a couple other things that I wanted to clarify to the harbor people, I mean, the harbor board leadership as well. Could she ask? Could she answer?
This is not a question.
Oh, well, session. Okay. It's well, anyway, so the other part that I wanted clarity on is, so I'm a little confused about the, Sandy, as the financial consultant, is under the impression that communication by other people, just say others, interfered, quote unquote, with her communication with USDA. That sounds like a total assumption. So I'm wondering, did you get something from USDA telling you that, or is that an assumption? And then is there some kind of bylaw or rule regarding communication with commissioners in, as far as all being CC'd on communication? Because if everybody just is CC'd on these communications, like if Annie's correspondence was CC'd with Sandy and with the chair and with Mike Rademacher, wouldn't that be okay for transparency's sake? I mean, that's where my mind immediately goes, is that more transparency is always better. But I know that there's rules and stuff with commissioners and stuff, so I just wanted to ask that. Thank you.
Any other public comment?
Okay, so let me understand this. Roger Goodland again. Supervisor Starkey calls in and says, spot on. You're doing a great job, Andy Niemer. Okay, that gives you, Gerhardt, you, Mr. Evans, you, Mr. Schmidt, Rick up there, you can do the same thing and interfere with the controller's efforts. You all can do your own thing. You don't have to consult with anybody. You can just raise havoc and say, what about this? What about that? What is the FDA going to do? USDA, excuse me. What are they going to do? They're going to answer each one of you individually. That's why you have a board. You don't do things willy-nilly. I disagree completely with what Supervisor Starkey's saying, right on encouraging this individual to do more of this. And what did you have? You undermined the controller, and you have taken the authority off of you and given it to each one of you individually, and you're applauded. Well, that's not to be applauded. That's chaos. And you're not going to get anything done. And that's one of the reasons that you've gone 9 months with really doing nothing but wasting everybody's time. People who are on the board and think they have more power than what they do. You don't have individual power. You operate as a board of five. You have no individual power. And you should go back to Sandy Moreno and say, Sandy, I've asked that. I followed up. I want to go through channels. None of that has happened. You're not going through channels. You're picking up the phone. Let's call USDA. Hello, I'm a so-and-so commissioner. What's going on with this? Underscoring her, pull the rug right out from under her. And I hope you're wrong about one thing, Sandy. I hope you're wrong that we're not that close to the deficit to the end because of these efforts, but it sure makes a lot of sense. And I hope you guys look within yourselves and start acting like a board rather than an individual with a mission. And your efforts are tearing this board down and taking it down, and you won't be successful. You'll be out of business thanks to those kinds of individual efforts. Thank you.
Public comment.
I'm wondering if we got to go into that closed session, right?
Yes, we do.
So can I just say two things about one sentence each about the next two items?
We're going to have the next two items right after the closed
session. Oh, after the closed session. Sure. Okay.
You need to move on.
At this point,
I'm moving the closed session forward. And after the closed session, we will talk about point three, four, five, and... three, four, five. So we are moving to number six, adjourn to closed session. Thank you very much for right now. Looking forward to seeing you later on.
We are hereby returning to our regular session. And first thing, the report from the closed session, there is nothing to report. It was mostly
money talk, and there's nothing to report here. We're skipping immediately to point three, review of the budget 25-26.
So the budget has not changed from the budget that we put out. I did bring one. If anybody needs budgets, we have budgets here. Anybody want a budget?
Yeah.
It's the same budget you had before. Yeah. Here's a budget.
The budget for
you. Yeah. You want one? You already got it? Everybody's got one?
I think I got it.
Yeah.
So I don't have anything to report. It was just people were asking for budget. I think Annie was making statements many times that this isn't a good budget. I think that this is the best budget you've had in many years because it's reality. If you go to a CPA and you ask them a question, you could go to five different CPAs and they could tell you a different way to do it, each one of them, and they would all be right. So though you don't like the way, you don't like the way I did it, it is okay to do it this way. What I didn't do, and if you'd like, we could add a sentence on here to make it more specific, because you're absolutely right when you say you cannot have a negative budget. And that's what we have here. It's very clearly there at page four, if we look at it. We have a net decrease in position of $340,839, and that's if we do not pay for that insurance. Absolutely. But I also put down there that we had $368,000 in cash. So clearly, as you have been every other year before, you've been using your reserves to fund your negative operation. And that's just what you've been doing. And what is that in large part to? It's because of the USDA loan. You guys don't have the money to be paying a USDA loan. And now you have Fashion Blacksmith on top of that. This is reality. This is a really good budget. I would point out that Mr. Hemmingson, right?
No, that's not Mr. Hemmingson.
Oh, I thought it was Hemmingson.
Schmidt.
Okay. Dennis Schmidt, got it. The one line in here, look at number 5802, $36,000 in interest. Mr. Hemmingson was here at the meeting and pointed out that that number can't be right, and I agreed with him. And we did not make a motion at the time to take that out. And I thought that we had, but I've gone back and looked at the motion and we did not. So I'm leaving it in there like other things. Annie, you accurately point out that we know numbers have changed, but you don't go to a budget and change it every time numbers change. You go on a basis, and I talked about I would do a quarterly review. Why would I do a quarterly review? Because I would have just particularly what's important is to do your quarterly review in October, because you just finished your first quarter, you just finished your year in for the year before, you've submitted it for audit, so you know you have a really good year in from the year before, and you have a good 3 months, and we are a tourist season, so those first 3 months are our best month for looking at things, so it makes a perfect sense to be doing it then, and I thought that we were all in agreement that that's what we'd be doing. I know you keep asking to change these budget because you know that the legal is way understated. I'm still trying to work, and I think we're going to be talking about legal fees in the next item. I'm still hammering on, let's stop doing legal. And how do we do that? So I am not proposing for any changes to be made, and I'd like to hear the board clearly say we're going to go with a quarterly review.
So I first of all brought this back because the budget we approved was handed to us the day we approved it. It is negative $340,000. We made some changes regarding the insurance. I disagreed with you on the attorney's fees, but this budget to me is not balanced. At $340,000 loss, using almost all of our reserves, that's not okay. Something has to give. We didn't do within the bylaws, with the budget, is supposed to come the organizational structure, so we can see the structure, the pay, the salary, to see if those need to be adjusted. Unfortunately, we are there. We're nearly insolvent. If USDA requires us to pay the insurance, well, first 2% TOT pays the USDA, so that shouldn't be the issue here. That's a wash. So the issue here is that we spend too much money. If we didn't have Fashion Blacksmith debt, which we do, maybe we'd break even. but we have that debt, so we have to make changes to accommodate that. And we didn't discuss any of that when the budget was presented. So the rest of the budget packet that was supposed to be presented to the board that day didn't come. So I thought this would be the preliminary, and at the next meeting, is it the special districts accounting practices for special districts the state puts out, or that Harbors now puts out, you do a preliminary budget, and then a month later, you come back and you finalize the budget. But there is a, I think it's Harbors and NAB. I can pull it up. Anyway, so it was supposed to come back per,
we did a preliminary at the first meeting in June, and then we did the final right before, because you can't spend money in July unless you have a final appointment. Did a preliminary, we went through all the line items, and I made a couple of changes at the end.
So again,
there are a few changes at the end. So what you got and we reviewed in depth at the beginning of the month was there, except for some things that you guys talked about, and I went and made those changes.
I would again point to the fact that we don't have the 12-month cash flow. We don't have the organizational structure. We haven't done anything to stop the negative $340,000. You've cut costs, but we haven't tried to pull back any raises. We haven't tried to stop commissioner pay, none of that. Negative $340,000, leaving us with $27,000 and some change at the end of the year, and hoping we get grant money or whatever without having a tsunami causing great damage that we don't have money for, isn't a safe balance. It's not balanced at all. Right.
So when I put this together, we had an RV park that we were thinking we were going to get it. It looked like that was going to push through, and instead you guys went with an RP thing and it took more months doing that. So we were going to have something going there. And that guy really conceivably could have been up and running by the end of the year, because he would have been approved within a month or two. He'd get his paving done, and he could have moved on all of that. So that was a doable thing if we'd gone with that decision, but we didn't. The whole thing with the USDA, that is a very doable thing. And if we can get them to not do the 260 and let us go a year without the insurance, those are very doable things. I still felt in July and into August, I still felt I could do that. I don't know that we have that option now, obviously due to my presentation earlier. But those were two things where we wouldn't have to cut the employees now. We already have cut all those things. You're absolutely right. That is our next thing that we have to talk about, is what do you do there? But we're already limited on everything that we're doing. So do we have the ability to do that? I'm still looking for other areas, other moves that I can make. And I'll take that also too. I had an organizational chart set to go in to tomorrow's meeting, but we didn't put it on the agenda. So, and again, I had a whole plan about how these two meetings were going to go. We addressed so many things of, you know, getting you guys your policy binders. I did all the analysis on the different accounts, showing you like a sales tax return that showed you that you made comments about you can't trust the documents that are coming out because they're in Quattro or they're in Excel. And unfortunately, this QuickBooks Online stuff forces you to do that. They want you to take the data and put it on there. And I hate that. I wanted to show you a sales tax return that I did that showed you we did a QuickBooks report, and we downloaded it because we had to over into the Excel, and then we did our worksheet, and then we did our sales tax return. And when you see this package, it's beautiful. It flows exactly like that. So when you make your comments about you can't trust the data I give you, I would have been showing you, here's the caliber of work you will expect from Christina now that I've set the models up and I can train her to do that. I had so many things lined up for this meeting in particular. You already saw all those minutes are on there. We made a minutes log, right? You all saw the minutes log we're going to be looking at tomorrow. We got the bylaws almost finally, and we'll talk about that. We did all the administrative stuff and got it ready for tomorrow's meeting, knowing that the next meeting would be year in finance, and it's the financial meeting in preparation. So I had a whole plan about how all these things will work, but my plans got all blown up last week due to emails that got sent out. So no, I'm not able to do all those things. So I know about your cash flow projection. I'm not a big fan of that cash flow projection. It's time intensive to put those things together, and it's not really reality. And I find when you're a troubled company, you don't want to be looking at the money all the time. And let me take us to another example You talked about knowing you didn't have money. I'm giving you really good financials, and I'll tie this into the grand jury report as well. All of the things that I would have at this meeting tomorrow and the next meeting answers all of the grand jury questions as far as how your finances are. You guys are getting really good financials, and if you know how to read them, you can see what your bank balance is, and you can see, are we keeping maintaining our bank balance? I would propose to you that that's the best way for you to manage where are you at right now. Yes, the money was there. We could have paid it, but we restricted the life, so we didn't want to use that. And we didn't have the cash flow to pay it, but we know that we have the county who all we have to do is submit something and have them pay it for us. And we had a lot of opportunities to make that. And if you just use the balance sheet that you get and watch that bank balance every month, that's going to tell you that we're doing well. That's how I really feel I'm going to be able to show you guys how we are doing well month by month, just by giving you that one report and pointing out things like your bank balances and where are they at and where are we doing on our budget to actual. The budget to actual you just had at the last meeting, you were supposed to be a negative 41 and it had a positive 65. Even if I took out that 57 for the taxes that we talked about, we still did better than our negative. So just knowing those two things, if I'm pointing out to you at every financial, look, our bank balance is still the same. It's not going down any. Our P&L, we're meeting our budget. That's good projection. Me spending a lot of time putting those cash flow projections, and I understand it's in the Bible, and that it is a requirement according to your bylaws. I would hope that we'd be saying maybe we don't do this report going forward. If you manage the balance sheet and the P&L that you're getting every month, which has every month on it, right? So you can see the consistency. Is it going up? Is it going down? You have a good report structure.
Well, again, thanks for your report, but you are refusing to give documents. I've asked for the documents. You refuse to give them.
What document are you asking for that you don't have?
Again, the cash flow was part of the bylaws. I've asked many times. You don't want to do them, but it doesn't mean it's not part of the budget packet. The organizational structure is part of the packet. In order for us to know how to plan this. If we're insolvent today, we can't make two bills. We're insolvent today. Mm-hmm. Now, you don't want to make, I hear that you don't want to make the USDA payment because we voted to reserve $181,000, but you also said that you're going to come back to us and use that. Is that for Fashion Blacksmith? So you're willing to use it for fashion, but not for the USDA payment? That's a conflict of interest, mm-hmm. in my opinion. So I would like to have all these financials or some projections so that we can decide. I understand that you want to get a hold of this. You want to give us a better, all things better than have been presented to the board in the past. But your complaint as a member of the public before was that the board wasn't given documents. And that is exactly what's still happening. When we are getting them, it is during the meeting. Like, you must process it now. This is negative. So again, I'm asking for the organizational structure so we can figure out how running at negative 340 every year is not sustainable. It's not. And so you're done next June or when your contract ends. At that point, are we still at zero? We're guessing because of grant money and RFPs coming in, but can't guess today. This is our budget. We have to figure out how to try to balance this better, in my opinion.
Yeah. So let's first start with the cash flow projections. When I first started, I said I would not read a document unless it was fully executed and done. I still do not have a fully done bylaws. I received a version 9 from John. I sent that to you and asked you to finish it off. It didn't get finished off, and it didn't get the change in the dates. So I went ahead and did that this weekend. I sent it off to Mike. We identified that it's actually not version 9, it's version 11. So all the work I did this weekend to get good bylaws so that I could read them and know that there's the cash flow projection, because now I have in my head all your strikeouts, and I try not to read stuff that isn't correct. I only want one document in my mind. I want it to be the final one, and I still don't have that.
I gave you the final document, not the one John sent, the very final one you asked. I sent it to you with the edit you gave me. I said the only thing that wasn't changed was the resolution to change the time in it.
So that wasn't based on the document I sent to you when I said, John, because you refused to send me anything. John sent it to me.
I sent it to you, Sandy.
Okay, well, we'll have the discussion. My understanding is I still don't have a good bylaws yet. And it wasn't until John at the last meeting said to me, look at the bylaws, you need something. And that's what forced me to go read a striped out bylaws. And so I just learned about the bylaw requirement to have a cash flow projection.
That was in the previous bylaws.
Yeah, but I'm not looking at any of your bylaws. I went to your website. The bylaws that are up on the website right now are from June of 23 or something like that.
It's in there.
A bylaws being in an agenda packet is not a finally fully executed. And regardless of that, that's not the point. The point is I wasn't aware of it until at the last meeting. And it's not a financial thing, so I wouldn't do it until the next financial meeting because it's not financial. You talked about a conflict of interest with Fashion Blacksmith. We're not going to need money until the end of the year. So I don't need that money to pay the USDA. We didn't have the cash flow. It's not, we don't have the cash flow. It wouldn't matter. And it doesn't matter because I could have asked for direct payment to be made. I'd already planned that. I'd made that contact with Clinton Shad back in June. I already knew what I could do if I had to. I already had that worked out. It wasn't until I tried in July, a month ahead of time when the payment needed to be made, I tried in July to make the USDA thing happen. And I wasn't getting responses. And then you started doing emails and I didn't, and things happened from your emails that made it go to where I couldn't do what I needed to do. So by August, the last meeting in August, I still wasn't able to do it. Now I had to pull the trigger with Delaware County, but I wasn't getting responses back from him. I tried calling for 3 or 4 days, didn't get nothing. The day of the meeting, I finally put something in writing to him to say, hey, you know, are we able to do this? I finally got hold of a USDA local guy and let him know I'm planning for this all way ahead of it. I had it all planned out, how it would work, no problems. And then you started making contact and doing things, which changed everything.
And this is my problem, Sandy. This is a discussion. I understand the staff runs day-to-day operations, but changing USDA loans without having board discussion, without having all of these documents for us to make a decision on a millions dollar debt when Commissioner Shepherd and Rademacher had gone to, they were also working. I heard him say he wants to be a part of those discussions. And you're saying, nope, staff's got it. We don't want the commission to be a part of this.
We were working to get a conversation so all of you could get together. All we were trying to do was tell them, these are the things we want to do. Who's the right person? All we were trying to do was schedule a meeting so that next thing could happen. That's all we were doing. We weren't negotiating. We weren't doing anything. We were telling him we're going to have some issues. And we need somebody to talk to us. Who is it? When can we schedule that? Look through that email package that I gave you.
You
will see email after email about, hey, how can we do this? But then your emails came in between. So I'd have conversations and then I wouldn't hear from them. Why?
Sandy, I'm very aware. I started the whole USDA email thread. I'm aware of the events that took place. But right now we're on the budget. And the issue is the budget is not balanced. Negative $340,000 is not balanced. I would like more solutions, more. I've requested the commission relinquish their pay until we're at net zero. I believe that's part of the harbors and NAP code. $36,000 goes a long way to negative $340,000.
Mm-hmm. Just a second. You will look at the public.
Yeah. I think my memory is not 100% clear. So it's either once we hit $20,000, we can start taking pay, or it's a break even. And I've read state special district. I've read Harbors and Nav. I've read GAP. So I have some mix ups because I don't have years of experience in dealing with all of these. But again, I'm requesting that the commission no longer be paid until we break even. I'm requesting that we look at payroll and pull back all of the raises that have been on in the last year when we knew there was a deficit. Why are we giving pay raises when we're running in the negative? We're going to have to raise rates out there, but we're giving raises in here to accomplish this. And that's not, how is that fair to the fishermen?
You know, there's a lot of things that are going to come up at the financial meeting that we've already identified things. I just didn't do it now. My understanding is the second meeting of every month is set aside for financials. And I know where I'm at in my getting things done, and that is the appropriate time to be doing that. I know you want to...
Well, then that's just
fine. We're trying to I'm trying to be proactive in the way we go about these things. All of the things you're saying are things that we're talking about, but we're not doing it now. We have a projection on how to make those things happen. Some things could have happened, and it might not need to get there. I keep coming back to the USDA, because if we've gotten that worked out, we wouldn't have to talk about any of the things that you're talking about. So in another 30 days, when all of this is done, we're going to have that answer. So I can press it all right now, because you're forcing it to the issue, and we can spend time and do all those things. But if you would allow us to do our job, we are looking out 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, everything we're doing. We have a plan, but we're not able to institute it because I've spent 3 days this week and 2 days last week reacting.
Well, thank you for sharing the 90-day projection, but without the board knowing the 90-day projection, how am I to know what's happening? I need to know. Every commissioner on this board is responsible. Our houses really are on the line when we make these decisions. It does fall on us, not on you. You have to provide it, and I have to know. And so when you're withholding it, I don't know.
I think that there's a trust factor on the board, on the majority of the board, and they communicate to us that, yes, you're doing good. There are individuals on the board that don't have a trust factor at all.
This isn't trust. They're numbers. Negative 340 is negative 340.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're living off your reserves. That is reality.
And so they're gone after this year.
That's right. That's right.
So we're going to keep operating this way and hope that something changes instead of actually making change.
All right. I think we have reached a point where we talk about the same thing over and over and over.
Yeah.
So,
well, I've done my job as a board member to try to balance the budget.
We're just going to be on the record, I believe. John, do you have anything to add to this?
No, at this time.
No. And Rick?
Yes.
Do you have anything to add to this before
no.
for a public comment? All right. Any public comment on that political subject?
Just came from a Board of Supervisors meeting where they're talking about the same thing with regards to employees' pay. And the biggest issue they're having right now in the county is retaining valuable employees because they don't pay them enough. And if you start taking money that you promised to them back, you're going to experience an exodus from your employees. So you need to keep that in mind when you're talking about taking money back from employees. It is a serious situation at the county where they have a 25% vacancy rate currently. And the county's employees were coming up one after another explaining to the board that it's hard enough to live in Delmar County because between the time you gave the raise and now, the cost of living in the county has gone up sometimes in excess of what the raise was to begin with. And it makes it really hard for somebody to stay employed in a particular agency when they can't buy a house, when they can't buy a car, when they can't buy a TV or a refrigerator or a washing machine, when they can't go to the grocery store and pay for their groceries. It is really important to be very careful about what you do when you're talking about reducing pay at your employees' level. You don't have a lot of room to be cavalier about that. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm hoping that you guys are setting up another meeting so that we can do the how to balance the budget meeting, like so that we can talk about solutions. Because like when I'm looking at this budget, there's so many questions that I have about the amounts. What are they for? like some of these things, I don't know if we've started inquiring on some of like the local, you know, like garbage fees and stuff like that. I mean, those are local, you know, we have relationships in the community where we may be able to have like a stay on paying those for a little while, or they may be able to give you a discount. Sometimes if you just ask for discounts, I know if you have a, like what Sandy was saying at the very beginning of the meeting, it seems like a long time ago. She was talking about what do you do when you have a financial crisis, how you make hard decisions in order to try to stay afloat. Well, usually what you do, you start reaching out to whoever you owe money to and say, hey, we hit a jam here. We have like an issue. Can you work with us? A lot of times they have plans in place to work with people because life happens, emergencies happen. So I want to know, has that been done? That's something that I feel like is a no-brainer. And I'm pretty sure the Harbor Master would be allowed to do that as his position is, because he's a CEO as well. So, and I think that it would be helpful to understand scope, because when you look, and I know we haven't talked about it yet because it's on the future meeting, but when you look at the consultant letter or contract letter for Sandy, her scope doesn't go over like what is being talked about right now as far as the decision for, I believe, her and Mike. I believe that's what she's referring to when she's talking about who's talking and planning to bring this information to you guys. I don't know if that's correct. So I think there might be some underlying misunderstandings about scope. And what I thought, this is my understanding as a member of the public, that like if you guys were supposed to make a decision or try to find out who do you negotiate with at an entity, you're supposed to ask for consent first from the board so that you guys know that these two, you know, for this circumstance would be Sandy and Mike, are asking for consent to talk to the USDA to find out how do we negotiate this loan. That's my understanding. So those are the things that I just wanted to bring up. And I think that this is the most important part. Revenue, like even if it's temporary, we have so many fundraising opportunities. I've been talking about them for a year, almost exactly, well, a little over a year now. And we haven't done any of them. And I understand, you know, there's a lot of really, you know, big stuff on your guys' plate. But you guys could have, if you do it right and you advertise it, you'll get so many people coming in from inland that, and they love crab feeds. I've looked them up. All kinds of communities do crab feeds. They're highly successful. I believe Commissioner Shepherd said they've done fish fries before. And I mean, we can do things that we will get. You could get a lot of money that could help with the shortfall.
So thank you.
So apparently you guys approved of this budget at the last meeting, I think. That's what it says, it's approved. And it's minus 300 and however many thousands. So how come we're not discussing insolvency? And yeah. That's why Mr. Rademacher was pushing you guys to give him a $20,000 raise and a 5-year contract, because he knew that you guys were insolvent. That's why Ms. Moreno wants her extra $25 an hour. Suddenly, she's not interested about community. She's interested about her pocketbook. Folks, this is the icing on the cake. I don't know who's paying attention. But as board members, you guys have a fiduciary duty to find out where the money's going. Now, in the last 2 years, $2.5 million has disappeared off the face of this earth without any documentation to prove where it went. So you think about that.
If anybody else. All right. Seeing that, let's move on to the next section. Review fidelity bond status.
Did anybody like a fidelity bond?
Yep.
Like whatever you're passing out.
No. This just comes back to the trust factor. When I started back in June, you know, there was a question about, was that bond out there? I got hold of our insurance guy. He assured me it was taken care of and it's all in good condition. Again, Annie reaches out many times. Hank Aiken comments many times. We basically get attacked for not doing our job. I told everybody it was done. Right here you go. There's your fidelity. What does she say? After some research, it looks like faithful performance was added to the bond and covered employees were updated to commissioners, harbor master, bookkeeper, and office clerks effective 3/12/2012, when the tsunami happened. Then effective 8/6 of 2012, we also added a lost payee of the United States of America Rural Development acting through the Rural Housing Services. So this all came about because I've told you many times that we're good. Now, I would assume that they did all this. They probably put it through the Board of Supervisors, which is required. It doesn't matter whether they did it or not, because I'm going to put it through their consent agenda anyways, just for now, so that we know it's all done, right? And there's no more question about this. But because Annie sent a bunch of emails in these last couple of weeks to Nationwide directly, not to our insurance company, but to Nationwide, and somebody at Nationwide responded back to you and said, no, it's not there, and we'll charge you an extra, 25% to do it. I finally said, oh, enough of this. Just do it. I sent him an email and said, please do it. And this is the response I get. It's already done. It's exactly what I said it was for 3 or 4 months. Other people have been saying it has to go through judicial review. That's, for some reason, Alyssa thought that might be the case. So I went down and said, what are you talking about? Show me what it is. If you read it, it says you have to go through judicial review if you're a county or if you are a judicial district. We are not a judicial district. That's a court. So it doesn't apply to us. So this is the district getting a fidelity bond. Now, Ryan, are you on here, Ryan? Because he's probably
yes.
Not here.
Yes.
Can you tell the board members about what their responsibility is for their own bonds?
Yeah, under the harbor's navigation, each commissioner is required to post for the benefit of the district a faithful performance bond in the amount of $5,000 upon taking office. That's usually something that the district coordinates and pays for, but if we don't have those in place, we should get those in place.
So I felt like that's what this was, but you're saying it's not. And now I've called Alyssa to say, Ryan has told me that they have to have their own bonds and that this bond is not that. And she doesn't know about any other district that's doing that. And it could be that all the other districts are small and they don't have a requirement to do that and more bigger. And maybe you guys are. But I have no experience in that. And my experience has always been just to get this bond. And that covers your board. So I don't really understand, Ryan, if this is covering all of our commissioners for $5,000. So I don't know.
It's the same thing. Fidelity bond, faithful performance bond, they're two names for the same thing.
Okay, so we're buying this for the commissioners, has all their names on it, it's covering them, but that's not what you think. You think there has to be something in addition to this.
No, I'm saying exactly the opposite, that a faithful performance bond and a fidelity bond are the same thing.
So this is it. They don't need, the commissioners don't need something themselves.
I don't know what you're looking at. I can review it, but it sounds to be the same thing because the statute requires a faithful performance bond by each commissioner in the amount of $5,000 payable to the district to secure the faithful performance of duties.
I feel like that's what this is.
So thanks for getting the official confirmation. You left out, and I'm guessing intentionally left out to try to throw me under the bus again, the email that I originally sent to Nationwide. You're absolutely right. I didn't contact the middleman. I went to the bond that Mr. Rademacher sent me. On there it says Nationwide. I contacted them to verify because based on the policy, it didn't. I think it even says an exemption for faithful performance in all of this. So I sent a short email, which I forwarded both of you, that said we didn't have it. It took the $61 to cover down, and there has been this misunderstanding for months. So it took a board meeting and another email saying, you said The insurance says it has it. So I just sent out a quick email. Please verify that it's there. It's my job to verify that it's there. You wouldn't give us the insurance document.
I guess I just feel like when I reach out to my insurer agent and he tells me it's there, I have a trust factor in that it's there.
They told me it wasn't. I sent you the email that said it wasn't.
Not from Chris, not from our agent, from a nationwide
from person. From the actual insurer.
All I know is I've spent endless amounts of time over the last 2 or 3 months just to confirm what I already knew in the very beginning. And that's just one more example of, to me, wasting my time. I have so many things I need to get to, and I'm spending.
Yeah, if you knew, it would have been at the reporter like it was supposed to be. We all would have known this would be a non-issue. Clearly, it wasn't known. You and Mr. Plotz just had a discussion about it.
Yeah.
Now it's cleared up. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And can we find out what the statute number is, please, that they're referring to that requires this, please? Because he said by statute, but he didn't say what statute number.
5076 of the HNC.
Thank you.
All right. Is there any other public comment on that?
I will tell you this, is that Alyssa's not clear on this either. And I sent her some government codes today that said that for a special district, it's not the same as the county, as you said. And so... So, because she's not recording your document down there until she finds out for sure. Just so you know.
Okay, thank you. Somebody else.
Chair Weber, before we move on, I just want to make sure I heard the statute citation correctly. The statute is Harbors and Navigation Code Section 6056. I just want to make sure I heard that correctly.
Thank you.
056.
Yeah. No, it was incorrect. Thanks for clarifying.
All right. Let's move on to number five. Approved legal fees. What are we approving?
Mm-hmm. We're on approved legal fees. Mm-hmm. Oh, it was 60. HNC 605.
Okay. So, my understanding is that because the legal fees are confidential, they were emailed directly to the commissioners. Did everybody get a copy?
Yeah.
Legal fees.
Yes.
Yes.
And we do have a redacted version if the public wants to see, as much information as we can give out.
Linda, you already got one from last time, didn't you?
Yeah. Is it the same? Because it looks like there's a couple of pages there. I only got one page thick.
Well, let me just give you one just in case. Anybody else?
Can we entertain a motion to approve
I move to approve the legal fees as submitted by the Mitchell Law Firm LLP or General Counsel.
There were also additional fees that were I think a couple weeks ago, right? That included BBK's fees as well.
Yeah, there's the summary page on top. It's BKK and Mitchell Law Firm.
Yeah, there were some that were released
less, huh?
A couple weeks ago, and then some that were released, I guess. What was it?
No, this was the comprehensive list that was presented at the last meeting, and we didn't do a motion on it, and we brought it to this meeting.
It wasn't on the agenda, and I think Brian objected to it being approved because it was on the agenda.
Okay.
Not last time.
So we got a motion. We got a second.
Can you add BBK's legal fees to that you just mentioned?
Yes.
Yeah. Amend that motion to add BBK's legal fees.
All right. Is there any comment from the commissioners left?
Was there a second on that with the amended?
Okay, second is right there. Public comment?
Yes.
Okay, hi, it's Leisha again. So I'm just looking at the first thing on the top. It's from BBK, and it has Tim Petrick's name, and it's dated June 16th, 2025.
Yes, I never updated the name.
So I don't understand. Oh, so it's Tim Petrick, but it's really not. It's, so in other words, it should be Mike Rodemacher.
Yeah, it's just in their database.
I'm sorry. So that just completely took me for a tailspin for a second. I thought this was like, we're still paying for stuff from Tim when Tim was here. And then this was another thing. Did we change from BKK to Mitchell? So now we just have Mitchell. So really, whenever we're seeing legal fees, it would be just Mitchell on the right. Okay, that was pretty much all I was confused about. Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else?
Yep. I'll say something else. Is anybody taking a look at what those charges are for? Because I think that's an mm-hmm. important thing to be looking at, and I certainly wanted to point it out. If we want to talk about how do we don't go down the rabbit hole of insolvency, why don't we try controlling our legal fees? I would like to say to both Annie and Linda, if we're talking about crossing I's and dotting T's, or the other way around, actually, why don't you bring things to the board and let's talk about it and have healthy discussion and debate and solve our problems that way? Because most of those things are cure and correct. I believe all of these things on here are cure and correct issues. And that can be done by a healthy debate and bringing things to our attention and maybe giving us more than a 24-hour notice to get something done, given all the things we're trying to get done. I think that would make a huge difference in spending. We only have $50,000 in legal fees, and some of this stuff goes back to June. So really, July is all we're picking up here in our new year. But really, this is where we have to find a better way of dealing with issues that are dotting I's and crossing T's versus malfeasance. If you could please find some malfeasance to support your allegations, why you should have mistrust in what we're doing, that would be one thing. But I've been here for many months now, and I'm not finding any of that. What I'm finding is we have a lot of problems because our documents aren't right, and we're constantly having to fight to get stuff ready for a meeting because we're doing special meetings every week or every couple of weeks on top of our regular meetings, and we just don't have time to get things done right. If we could just come back to 2 meetings a month where we have time to do good work. I hate coming here with all of this stuff. I would have loved to be able to do the work the way I wanted to and have a nice little sheet for you and say, here's all the documents that are relevant. But I can't find that time because I'm always having to react to what's the next bomb that got dropped instead of being able to be proactive and work a plan. That would, I swear to you guys, if you would just let us do our job, we'd be working ourselves out of this. We could show you how we could do that. But instead, we're talking about crossing T's and dotting lines.
Okay.
Is that 3 minutes?
This was another.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
So that sounds glorious. That's nice. Don't think that I haven't wrote to each and every one of you board members and asked you for things or told you about things, and it falls on silent ears. So when I asked for a CEPRA, which by the way, May 14th, CEPRA has never been fulfilled, and I keep being told that it's going to be fulfilled. And so then you're forcing me into filing a writ of mandate because nobody wants to do their jobs. They don't want to show transparency. What are we supposed to do? You think I want to impose lawyer fees on this institution? You're dead wrong. But because you people are acting like fools, when you don't submit or reply to any of my emails or request for information, that's outrageous. So it's your fault, not mine. Thank you.
You did get half of your 514.
This is public comment, point of order.
Okay. Yep.
Can I come back?
I
need
to
comment on what.
About 3 minutes. No, you already gave up the minute, so thank you. Let's do the roll call.
Mr. Schmidt?
No.
Mr. Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Shepherd?
Aye.
Vice Chair Niemer?
Aye.
Chair Weber?
Aye. The meeting is adjourned. Next meeting is Wednesday, September 10th. 2025 at 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.